兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我鼓励中文部的弟兄姐妹能够参加在波特兰华人福音教会的会聚会。
Brothers and sisters, to participate in the retreat hosted by Chinese Evangelical Church in Hillsborough.
我个人呢是很喜欢这个康乃参牧师他写的这些文章。
As an individual, I like the articles written by Pastor Khan very much.
如果你愿意搭我的车一起去的话呢，可以尽早让我知道。
If you like to take a ride with me, please let me know as soon as possible.
前一阵子在香港有一个很重视的、很受重视的一个诉讼案。
Not long ago, there's a very high-profile litigation case in Hong Kong.
这个案子呢，关系到外籍佣人永久居留香港的权益。
This case is about foreign maids' the right to stay permanently in Hong Kong.
假如这个外佣胜诉的话呢，那将会有将近100,000的外佣成为香港居民。
If the foreign maids win the case, they will be able to, 100,000 of them may be able to stay in Hong Kong permanently.
对小小的香港而言呢，已经十分沉重的这个房屋和医疗负担呢，将会更加难以承受。
To as little as Hong Kong, the burden of the, The housing and medical expenses will.
那假若外佣败诉的话呢，又可能影响到将近100,000已经取得这个居港权的人。而可能会引发十分严重的这个政治动荡。各方评论家都认为，这个案子呢，打从一开始呢，最大输家呢，都注定是香港人。小强对爸爸说：“爸，有一个通识题我不会答，战争是如何发生的？”父亲回答说，原因是人与人之间呢有不同的意见。例如有些人认为菲律宾佣人可以有居港权，有些人认为不可以。这时候呢，母亲插口说：“你举这个例子不对。”菲佣是来香港打工的，根本的就不能有居港权，无需讨论。父亲顶回去说：“你根本没有法治精神。”母亲反击说：“你不但有法治精神，还有神经病。”你那么帮菲佣，是不是看上喜欢的哪一个菲佣啊？父亲说：“你这个含血喷人啊！”母亲说：“你一身臭味。”就这样子，小强的父亲跟母亲的对骂之后，就更打了起来了。结果两败俱伤，双双的被送到医院。小强的父亲呢，躺在担架上，对小强说呢：“等爸爸出院后呢，再教你回答问题。”
hospital bed and telling his son, I will let you know how to answer that question when I come up.
小强有所领悟，也说不用了，我大概已经知道战争是如何发生的了。在学校，在家里的矛盾冲突不也是这样子发生的吗？请有多少人喜欢享受这种冲突的，请举手。
How many of you have enjoyed that kind of a conflict? Please raise your hands.
我也要不举手。有多少人认为呢？生气吵架是解决问题的最有效方法的，请举手。
How many of you think the best way to resolve conflict is through physical conflict?
如果说话是一种表达方式，不出声也是一种表达方式。
If talking is one way to express, now the silence another one.
我的妻子Jenny不跟我说话的时候呢，我就知道我的麻烦可大了。
Now I know I have trouble if Jenny's silent to me.
而最近几年，我们的夫妻关系更加亲密了，就不再有这个冷战的状态了。
In recent years, Jenny and I have become get along so well, and so we don't have such cold war.
有多少人喜欢享受和睦和平的？
How many of you like harmony and peace? Raise your hand.
Okay. 好，有多少人认为在基督里的这个和睦和平是肯定可能的？
How many of you think it must be possible to have harmony and peace in Christ?
谢谢。
Thank you.
老实说，我看不出还有什么其他的方式可以带来和平。
To be honest, I don't see if there's any other way to get that harmony and peace.
活出在基督里的和平和睦，不也就活出耶稣基督是我家之主？
Living out harmony and peace in Jesus Christ is such a manifestation that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our family.
答案是肯定的。
The answer is positive.
那秘诀是什么呢？
What is the secret?
请先和我用中文一起来读雅各书第三章十三到十七节。
Please follow me in reading James 3:13-17.
然后跟春刚弟兄的一起用英文读接下来三章十八节到四章三节。来，中文。你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何事有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有搅乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
第十三节，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？
Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you?
在三章一到十二节，我们探讨过话语的影响力。
In chapter 3, verse 12, we have discussed the power of tongue.
雅各的教导对象呢，不限于教会领导，而是呢，向整个收信会众，所有基督门徒说的。
James' teaching is not only limited to the church leadership, but to every disciples in church.
今天的经文呢，也是对有基督信仰的个人和群体说的。
Today's scripture is to us as an individual Christian and also the Christian group.
没错，当教会有显著不合一的时候，常常是教会领导同工的骄傲和自以为有智慧所造成的。
It is true, when there is a conflict in churches, it's many times caused by the arrogance of church leadership, and they think they are correct all the time.
什么是骄傲？
What is the arrogance?
小羊诗歌网站呢，贴出了一份骄傲自我诊断。
And Little Lamb Music Ministry, they have a little diagnosis about arrogance on their website.
头三项是呢，骄傲看到别人的错误，却从不去认同他人的软弱。
The first three items says the arrogant people always see the mistakes of others, but never see the weakness of others.
骄傲通常呢不承认自己的错误，也不承认呢本身应负的责任。
The arrogance never see their own mistakes, but also they never feel responsible for those.
骄傲呢总是责难他人，批评指出别人的错误。
The arrogance always blame others, critique others, and point out the mistakes of others.
我承认我犯过这样的错，这样的罪。
I admit that I committed such sin before.
然而，会众成员对教会领导、组内或家里的弟兄姐妹之间，还有同学同事之间，还有夫妻彼此。
However, there are the members towards the church leadership, the brothers, sisters among them, and then classmates, the colleagues, and even between husbands and wife.
骄傲和自以为有智慧，不也造成相似的困难和争论吗？
And the arrogance and the self-recognizing wisdom, always the reason to cause the trouble and the disputes.
所以在第十三节，作者雅各呢，请自认为有智慧的、有见识的书信读者呢，请站出来。
So the verse 13, James asked those who think they are wise and they have understanding to come out.
来让他分析一下他们的宣称呢是不是合理的。
And James is going to do the analysis to show them why their claim is not reasonable.
不是说追求智慧是错误的。
Not just say going after wisdom is wrong.
也不是说呢追求智慧呢是好高骛远。
Let alone is too ambitious to go after wisdom.
因为早在旧约时代，耶和华神也要求以色列民有智慧、有见识。
And in Old Testament, God also told the people of Israel to go after wisdom.
申命记四章六节，所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧、聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧、有聪明，也就是有见识。
Deuteronomy 4:6, observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding people.
对作者雅各而言，智慧呢是每一位基督门徒都应当寻求具备的。
To the author James, the wisdom should be equipped with every single Christian.
一章五节是怎么说的？
What did they chapter 1 verse 5 said?
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
因此呢，第十三节一开头是在邀请以自己有智慧为荣的书信读者，请好好思想雅各接着要说的话。
So the verse 14 is really an invitation to those who think they are wise themselves and to really think about how, what the wisdom is about.
有智慧是不是只在站在这里讲到然后站在这里翻译？
To have wisdom is really about preaching here or translate here.
有智慧是不是指哎做领导或者是做教导的？
To have wisdom is really mean to have wisdom to teach or to be a leader.
没那么复杂。
Not really that complex.
有智慧是指他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。我把英文标准版的翻译呢也列出来。
To have wisdom is really by his conduct.By his conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom.
有智慧的衡量标准跟有信心的衡量标准是一样的。
The criteria to have wisdom is the same to that of the faith.
二章十八节发出的挑战是：你将你没有行为的信心指给我看。
The challenge illustrated.In 2:18 says, "Show me your face without deeds, and I will."
这是没有人可以办得到的。
This is something no one can do.
那正面教材是呢亚伯拉罕献儿子以撒的行为。
The positive teaching example is how Abraham to offer his son Isaac.
行动背后的动机和动力是二章二节。可见信心是与他的行为并行，并且信心因着行为才得完全。
The motive behind the action is said in chapter 2, verse 22. You see that his faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did.
看得见的行为把看不见的信心给表彰出来。
The action seen is the illustration of the unseen face.
同样的第十三节，看得见的善行把看不见的智慧给表彰出来。
Similarly, verse 13 showed us how the seeing good action is a reflection of unseen wisdom.
那我们怎么定义理解这里的善行呢？
How do we define the good works here?
善行是指每天过日子顺服神的生活表现。
Good works is that you live a daily life in obedient way to God.
这是有智慧的人。
This is a wise man.
除了指出智慧必然产生带出顺服神的善行。
In addition to the wisdom, always bring about good works, obedient to God.
同时经文说呢，在智慧的温柔上，也指出呢，智慧必定产生带出温柔的特质。
At the same time, the scripture says the meekness of wisdom is always bring about the meekness characteristics.
因此怎么样的人是有智慧的呢？
Therefore, what kind of person is wise?
用温柔的态度把顺服神的善行给活出来，是有智慧的人。
In an attitude of meekness to live out the life obedient to God.
耶稣在马太福音十一章二十九节不也说我心里柔和谦卑吗？
As said by Jesus in Matthew 11:29,Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest of your souls.
温柔和柔和是同一个希腊文。
Gentle and meekness is the same Greek word.
你我是有智慧的人吗？
You and I are a wise person.
有智慧的人活出耶稣基督的柔和作为标记。
A person of wisdom live out the marks of meekness in Christ.
有一个人呢，他想要在乡下呢。
There's a one person who want to buy a house in countryside. That, therefore, he take a friend of his to go together.
当他们来到小镇，嘿，找来找去，找遍全镇呢，哎，就是找不到那条道路。
When they come to this little town, they spend lots of time and try to find that house, but they are in vain.
他们呢只好把车呢就开到市政府，那时候呢正好有一个这个社区集会，不少人呢聚集在这个市政府广场。
So they just drove to the city hall and just found that there's a lot of people gathered around on the city square.
他们问了一圈，就是没有人听过这条路。
Ask around, they got nothing about the address for the house.
即使呢警察还有消防人员呢也都被拦住了。
Even that stumbled the police and the fireman.
人就不放弃，他们呢走入市政府大厅呢去查询至咨询的地图。
Still not giving up, they just continue to try to find something in the city hall and look at the different maps.
也没有结果。
And still resultless.
直到终于呢有一个年轻小伙子呢过来帮他们忙。
Until there is a young man came to try to help them.
这位年轻人呢，是指着地图，详细的告诉他们呢，怎么去到那里。
A young man give them the detailed route how to get through the house through the maps.
他们非常感谢年轻人的协助呢，并且问他说呢，哎，你是属于这个警察部门的呢，还是消防部门
？Thankfully, they asked this young man, "Are you part of the police bureau or the fire department?"
都不是，他回答说
，None of that。
我递送披萨
，I deliver pizza。
到过那里的才知道在哪里。
Yeah, only those been there know how to get there。
到过那里的才能够帮助其他的人去到那里。
Only been there can help others how to get there。
活出基督温柔的才是有智慧的人。
The living out the meekness in Christ is the wise man.
有基督的温柔柔和是有智慧的标记。
It is the mark for those who has the meekness in Christ.
要不然都只是头脑知识而已，也帮不了别人。
Otherwise, it's just the intellect in brain and cannot help others.
我很感谢神，我很感谢神，在我们当中呢，越来越多感受到。基督的温柔。
I'm very thankful to God. There, I can sense the more and more about the meekness of Christ among us.
如果自己没有活出基督的温柔，没有基督柔和标记的话，我们这个就得要特别谨慎。
If we haven't living out the meekness of Christ and the gentleness of Christ as our mark.We should be very cautious about our life.
小心提防别人看不见你我的内心。
Always be on alert to of our hearts that's not seen by others.
第十四节，你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
Verse 14, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts. Do not boast about it or deny the truth.
为什么说苦毒的嫉妒了？
Why it says it's a bitter envy?
难道有不苦毒的嫉妒吗？
Is there such an unbitter envy?
事实上呢，这个字呢有正面积极的意思，就像哥林多后书第九章第二节。
In fact, this word has a positive meaning, just as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2.
因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿夸奖你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心和嫉妒是同一个希腊文，激动了许多人。
For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you, Achaia, were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. These two words are the same Greek word.
当这样子的热心变成以自我为中心，想要拥有原不属于我们的东西。
When such a desire becomes a self-centeredness and then try to possess something that's not originally belonging to us.
就好像犹太人，他们看见许多人不来听他们的教训，却跑去听保罗的教导。
Just like those Jews saw many people not coming to listen to their teaching, but to Paul's.
使徒行传十三章四十五节说，就满心嫉妒。
Acts 13:45 said, when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousies and talked abusively against what Paul was saying.
所表现出来的行为是呢，应驳保罗所说的，并且毁谤。
So their reaction is filled with jealousy and talk abusively against what Paul was saying.
从后续的经文，我们会发现《使徒行传》记载的嫉妒情景呢，也发生在这个收信读者当中。
So from the later text, we will see such a description of the jealousy recorded in the Acts.
那既然一个字有两种不同的意思。
So if the one word has two meanings.
所以第十四节呢，雅各加上苦读的，来标示他所要表达的是一个负面的含义。
Therefore, verse 14, Jacob add the word bitter to indicate such word here has a negative meaning.
同时呢，雅各也用纷争字面意思是自私的野心，来配对苦读的嫉妒，来描绘人内心的光景。
Meantime, Jacob used the word dispute on face, it says, a selfish ambition to indicate the internal fabrics of such bitter jealousy among people's hearts.
也就是说如果我们以有智慧、有见识而自豪，同时呢，心里呢也存着苦读的嫉妒和自私的野心。
In other words, if we thought we have wisdom and we have understanding, but in our hearts we're full of a bitter jealousy and self-ambition.
这样的智慧跟前面所说的智慧是不相同的。
Such wisdom is different than the one we talked about earlier.
是两种不同，而且呢是对立的智慧。
It is totally two different, and in fact, they are such an opposite wisdom.
一种智慧呢产生温柔的特质。
One kind generate the characteristics of a meekness.
另一种智慧呢，却带出苦读的嫉妒和自私的野心。
Another one bring about bitter jealousy and self-ambition.
雅各接着警告说，就不可自夸这样子的智慧，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
And Jacob warned later, you cannot self-boast such kind of wisdom.Because it is the one deny the truth and lie.
当我们开口，我们开口，我们夸口，那带出苦读、嫉妒和自私野心的智慧，就是在说谎，混淆真理了。
If we are boast, that kind of wisdom that has the bitter jealousy and self-ambition, it is lying. It is confusing the truth.
因为呢，真理所启示的智慧呢，并不是那个样子。
Because the wisdom revealed by the truth is not such anything near to that.
真理所启示的智慧呢，是伴随着基督的温柔。
The wisdom revealed by truth is accompanied by the meekness of Christ.
一个人去看医生，他说：“医生啊，我想呢，我的妻子呢，开始耳朵背中听了。”
One man see the doctor and say, "Doctor, I think my wife has some problem in hearing."
我会叫我的护士呢为她做个预约。
I will ask my nurse to make appointment for you.
然而同时呢，有一个简单非正式的测试呢，你可以使用来让我们晓得呢问题到底有多么糟糕。
Meantime, there is a simple informal way of testing it out to see how. worse this situation is.
你要这样子做好，从离他大约四十英尺开始，用一个正常对话的声调说些什么，看他呢是不是能够听见你。
Do this, start talking to her when you are 40 feet away, and just tell something in a normal tone to see what's her response.
没听到的话呢，你走到三十英尺的距离。
If she, you were not heard, then you just say it again in 30 feet.
然后呢，二十英尺。
Then 20 feet.
这样子做下去呢，直到呢你得到她的回应。
Until you got the response from her.
那天晚上呢，妻子呢就在厨房里做饭呢，她在客厅里。
That night, making dinner in the kitchen. The wife's doing that, and the husband is in the living room.
他用一个正常的语调，他问说：“宝贝，晚餐吃什么呢？”
Speaking in a normal tone, the husband said, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
没有回应。
No response.
这位先生呢，就走到房间的另一端，并且重复说：“宝贝，晚餐吃什么呢？”
Now walking to the other end of the room and say the same thing, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
仍然没有回应。
No response.
接着呢，他走进饭厅，宝贝，晚餐吃什么呢？
Now entering the kitchen, honey, what's for dinner?
还是没有反应。
No response.
因此呢，他走到厨房门口，宝贝，晚餐吃什么呢？
Now to the door of the kitchen, honey, what's for dinner?
同样没有任何回应。
No response at all.
所以呢，他就来到他妻子的背后，宝贝，晚餐吃什么呢？
Now, walking behind to behind wife and say, "Honey, what's for dinner?"
这是第五次了 ，Harry， 鸡肉。
This is the fifth time, Harry. This chicken.
认为甚至坚持妻子耳朵背了。是抵挡事实。
So understanding, even the wife has a hearing problem, is the resistance to the truth.
问题出在我们自己的身上。
Problem is on ourselves.
就不可自夸，也不可说谎话。
Therefore, you cannot boast, you cannot lie.
为什么雅各这样子严肃地禁止呢？
Why James making such a serious forbidden?
第十五节，这样的智慧不是从上头来的。
Verse 15 says, "Such wisdom does not come down from heaven."
新英国英文新国际版呢，刻意用引号把这样子的智慧呢给框出来。
English New International Version, just to make a special attention quoting such a verses here.
因为呢，一章十七节宣称过各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
Because it is revealed in chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
父子呢，更是愿意把那神儿女所祈求的。给赐下来，尤其是一章五节的智慧。
The Father God is more willing than not to give the wisdom to those son and daughter who ask for that.
问题是你我看不看重
？Just like in verse one, chapter one, verse five, the problem is, shall we pay enough attention?
你我求不求？
You and I will we ask for that?
真智慧是神的恩赐，不是努力学习的结果。
The true wisdom is God's gift and blessing. It is not the result of studying hard.
没有基督温柔的智慧，反而引发嫉妒和自私的智慧。
The wisdom without meekness in Christ only triggers the jealousy and selfishness.
第十五节下半说，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
The second half of the verse 15 said, "But is earthly, unspiritual of the devil."
属地的就不会去考虑神的国度和神的旨意。
Those of the devil will not seeking about the will of God.
属情欲的就不会呢去思想圣灵的工作和圣灵的带领。
Those unspiritual will not think about the works of spirit and the guidance of spirit.
你有没有注意到雅各的用字呢？它的强度越来越强，高潮呢是属鬼魔的。
Are you aware of the words used by James here? It's getting more intense.
这属鬼魔的智慧的本质和起源呢，来自于魔鬼。
Those of the devil is originated from the Satan.
圣经的教导很明确，有智慧的人必定有基督的温柔。
It is clear from the Bible's teaching that those with the wisdom must have the meekness of Christ.
其他的都是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
Everything else is of the earthly.Unspiritual of the devil.
没有第三种智慧。
There's no the third kind of wisdom.
也没有属天的智慧跟属地的智慧混在一起。
There's no such mix up of earthly and heavenly wisdom.
每一个时刻不是属神的智慧，就是属鬼魔的智慧。
Either the wisdom of heavenly or the earthly at each moment.
我很感谢神。在我们当中越来越多时段可以看见属神智慧的同在和表彰。
I thank God very much that among us there are many times more and more moments that I see the wisdom of heavenly and their manifestation of them.
我的妻子 Jenny 她有红斑性狼疮。
My wife Jenny suffered lupus erythematosus.
他这几天感冒，他这个昨天晚上他咳的都没睡好，我也没睡好，所以呢，他今天没在我们当中。
She got some cold and didn't have good sleep, nor did I, so that therefore she was not among us today.
这种慢性自体免疫疾病的主要特征是，她身上长的红斑呢，就像被狼咬过的伤口。
Such chronic autoimmune disease is characterized by a lack of erythema, and it is looks like being beaten by a wolf.
然而呢，有医学报道指出呢，有一些患者呢，外表都没有红斑。
It is reported by some medical reports, some of those patients doesn't have the erythema.
至少现在呢 ，Jenny 身上呢没有任何的红斑。
At least Jenny doesn't have any erythema right now.
在教会看见她的时候，根本看不出她有这个红斑性狼疮。
So in church, you see her simply without seeing any erythema.
但是呢，她在教会传道人妻子生气的时候呢，却没有人看不见。
But in church, Jenny, as a wife of a preacher, is angry at anybody, then it will hide no one.
相同的，属地的智慧是不会长久潜伏、不显露的。
Similarly.The wisdom of the earthly cannot be hidden for a long time.
加上形容词属情欲的、属鬼魔的理由是第十六节。
The reason to be added with adjective and spiritual and of the devil is verse 16.
在何处有嫉妒、纷争、自私的野心，就在何处有搅乱和各样的坏事。
For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice.
内心里头的嫉妒和自私的野心肯定引发搅乱和坏事。
The jealousy and the self-ambition in our hearts always trigger the disorder and every evil practice.
搅乱这个字呢的形容词也出现在一章八节，心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
The adjective to the word of disorder is also shown chapter 1 verse 8, saying he is double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
还有三章八节，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
Also verse 3:8, but no man can tame the tongue, it is restless evil full of deadly poison.
真智慧必然带出基督温柔的特质。
The true wisdom always bring about the characteristics of meekness in Christ.
表现出来的是呢顺服神的生活。
And a manifested obedient life to God.
第十六节，属地的智慧呢必定带有苦毒的嫉妒和自私的野心。
Verse 16, the earthly wisdom always brings about envy and selfish ambition.
表现出来的是呢捣乱和各样的坏事。
And as a result, disorder and every evil practice.
和顺服神做对比，所有不合神心意的事都是坏事的。
In contrast to the obedience to God, anything that is not of God's will is an evil practice.
靠神的帮助，我们要揪出那别人看不见你我心中的恶念。
With the help of God, we need to fret out those evil thoughts in our hearts and unseen by others.
我们意识到自己有恶念，就马上向神认罪悔改。
Whenever we sense such evil thoughts in our hearts, we need to repent and turn around.
来让神真智慧恩赐的彰显呢，没有任何的拦阻。
And there is no hindrance to the manifestation of the true wisdom and of the blessing from God.
那么从上头来的智慧会使人变成什么样子呢？
Now what kind of a person you will be if you get the heavenly wisdom.
第十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温柔温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Verse 17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
这些都不跟我不都是跟我们的日常生活息息相关吗？
Are these things has anything to do with our daily life?
是的。
Yes.
这些不都是别人可以感受到的吗？
Are those all be felt by others?
是的。
Yes.
我们来看第一个是清洁。
Let's see the first one, the pureness.
我们可以从哥林多后书来把清洁呢看成是一个总结的一个特质。
We can see this is the pureness is a characteristic of a summary of everything in 2 Corinthians.
十一章第二节，我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, I promise you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
那接下来第十七节接下来的这个七种品质呢，都是在形容清洁的这个不同层面。
In next verse, the seven qualities is all being the adjective to indicate what kind of a pureness is.
我们可以从七种品，我们可以把这七种品质呢也分成三组来看。
We can group those seven qualities into three groups.
第一组呢是和平、温良、柔顺。
The first group is a pure, considerate, and submissive.
很明显的是在对应前面提过的嫉妒、自私、野心。
Very obviously, is contrasted in to the jealousy, selfishness, and the ambition that we talked about earlier.
早在旧约圣经就把这个智慧跟和平呢是连在一块的。
As early in Old Testament, wisdom and peace always linked together.
箴言三章十七节，他指智慧的道是安乐，他的路全是平安。
Proverbs 3:17, her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
再回到雅各书三章十七节。
Back to James 3:17.
温柔是愿意放下自己来让别人。
Meekness is try to be humble and yield to others.
然而呢，又是呢，要在跟随主基督的脚中。
But it also means we are following the steps of Jesus Christ.
难道这不需要有上头来的智慧吗？
Does that need wisdom from heaven?
柔顺不是刻板的顺服。
Submissiveness is not just to follow in informality.
而是呢，在不违背真理和道德原则之下，愿意依从别人，愿意被人家说服。
Instead, it is in under the principle of not violating truth and moral standards, but is willing to follow others and be convinced by others.
这样子的分辨和拿捏，难道不需要有上头来的智慧吗？
Such an understanding and discernment doesn't need the heavenly wisdom.
一个温良和柔顺的人会是一个和平的人，同不同意？
A person of considerateness and submissiveness is a person of peace. Don't you agree?
那接下来第二组的美德是满有怜悯，多结善果。
The second group of virtue includes mercies and good fruit.
那善果呢，是怜悯的外在表彰。
Good fruit is an indication of mercifulness in the heart.
跟这个一开始第十三章是前后呼应的，当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善心来。
It is a responsive verse to the verse 13 as we talked in the beginning.
还是呢，脱离不了真智慧。
And it is still the same thing. We cannot be without the true wisdom.
第十七节最后一组是呢，没有偏见，没有假冒。
The verse 17, the last group is impartial and be sincere.
有偏见的人就会以貌取人，就会论断人而不真诚。
The person with impartiality will judge others by appearance.Will be not sincere to others.
领受了上头来的智慧呢，就会是一个稳妥、可信靠、透明的基督门徒。
Embracing the heavenly wisdom is kind of a Christian that they are rest in Christ and they are a reliable, they're a transparent Christian disciple.
不仅如此，第十八节，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
Not only this, verse 18 says, peacemakers who sow in peace raise the harvest of righteousness.
一个因着真智慧而拥有和平的人，也会成为和平使者，来调节有冲突矛盾的两方。
A person has the possessing the true peace because of a true wisdom in him will become a person to bring peace and reconcile conflicts among two sides.
而不是火上加油，就像第十六节，到处都有搅乱和各样的坏事。
But not a fuel in the fire already happened.
没错，和平使者是不好当的。
It is true, it is not easy to be a peacemaker.
很多时候有冲突矛盾的两方呢，会把他们的气呢都发在和平使者的身上。
Many times those two sides who are angry with each other will be attacking the peacemaker.
耶稣就是这样子成就了人与神的和好。
It is Jesus Christ who bared such a burden and become the person to reconcile both man and God.
所以马太福音五章九节说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
As it is said in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
我很感谢神，在我们当中越来越多人致力于和睦的使命。
thanking God very much. I can feel that more and more such kind of a person among us to bring peace to each other.
为什么需要有和平使者呢?
Why we need a peacemaker?
为什么需要有真智慧呢?
Why need a true wisdom?
4章1节里面中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢? 不是从你们白底中战斗之私欲来的吗?
Verse 4:1 says, What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?
虽然用了很强烈的军事字眼, 我们不需要强制理解成了有这个肢体的这个暴力行为。
Though they're expressed in a very strong military terms, but we don't have to force ourselves to understand in such a way that we must have physical conflicts.
然而呢, 冲突的剧烈程度可以说是那天翻地覆。
But the dramatic degree should be nothing less than a upside down changes.
那到底是什么事呢?
So what about those kind of things?
经文没有讲。
It is not illustrated in scripture here.
因为呢，因为重点不在于发生什么事情，或是谁对谁错。
Because the emphasis here is not what happened or who is right or wrong.
而是呢，当事人他动了私欲。
But instead, it is about self-desire among those people involved.
这个私欲这个字呢，原本是很单纯的愉快。
And such a self-desire, selfish desire, the word is originally just pure pleasure.
但是呢，加上了邪恶的、自我放纵的负面含义之后呢，就成为提多书3章3节所说的。
But with the adjectives of evil and lack of self-control, here the word is really mean, as said in Titus 3:3.
我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和厌乐，跟雅各书的私欲是同一个字，长存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
As it said in Titus 3:3, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasure. Such pleasure is the same word as in James 3:18. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
放纵自我情欲的就挑起矛盾冲突了。
Submerged in the self-indulgence that will definitely trigger the problem for us.
第二节中文是新译版，英文呢是新普及译本。你们放纵贪欲，如果得不到就杀人；你们嫉妒，如果一无所得就打斗争执，你们得不到，因为你们不求。
Verse 2, chapter 4 here, Chinese is a new translation. English is New Living Translation. You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it.
不求什么呢?
What is not asking for?
不求，不向神求智慧。
It is not asking for wisdom from God.
一位母亲趁两个女儿都还很小的时候呢，就教导女儿呢，在饭前呢做谢饭祷告。A
mother tried to teach those two, her two daughters how to pray before meals when they were very young.
有天晚上呢，当这个母亲呢还在厨房忙乱的时候呢，母亲就告诉女儿，哎，别等她的，先做谢饭祷告。One
day while she was busy to prepare a dinner in kitchen. She told the two daughters, why not go ahead and start praying for the meal?
当两个女儿紧紧闭着眼睛，然后呢双手也紧紧合在一起祷告的时候，
While closing eyes tightly and their hands tightly to pray together, these two daughters got in the way.
母亲呢就安静地站在旁边看着女儿。
A mom standing beside silently and watching those two girls.
当4岁女儿做完祷告，哎，3岁的妹妹呢，还继续还在祷告。
When the four-year-old just finished prayer, the three-year-old was still continue praying.
再过了一两分钟，在他抬起头之前，三岁的女儿呢，看着他的盘子。
In one or two minutes, before she lift up her head, the three-year-old look at her plate.
她愤愤不平地说，嘿，怎么碗都还在这里呢？
And with very angrily, and she said, hey, why my piece is still here?
第三节，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Verse 3 said, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
这也是你我的祷告吗？
Is that the same prayer between you and I?
这也是我们祷告的心态吗？
Is that the same motives for our prayers?
我很感谢神，在我们当中越来越多人专一地来向神求智慧。
With much thankfulness, I see many of you among us are started praying for the things that are given from God.
盼望第一章五节更加激励你我去向神求智慧。
I hope the chapter 1 verse 5 to encourage us to ask for wisdom from God.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，当应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
最后怎么来回应呢？我们要接受属神的价值观。
Now how should we respond to today's message? Accept the values of God.
只有当我们认为从天上来的智慧是最好的，我们才会去向神祈求真智慧。
Only when we accept that the wisdom from heaven is the best, then we will ask for the true wisdom.
有了真智慧，我们当中才会有真实属天的和平。
With true wisdom, there will be true peace of heavenly caliber.
你我愿意接受属神的价值观。
Don't you accept the values of God?
求神让这真智慧带来我们当中的和平。
I ask for God to use the true wisdom to bring peace among us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神们，谢谢你，因为你自己应许，当我们向你祈求的时候，你就把这智慧赐给我们，让我们当中能够更多的来经历到那属天的智慧所带来我们心中的和平，以及我们肢体当中的和平。愿你自己在我们当中继续显为大，也让我们继续谦卑在你面前，把那基督的温柔活出来。我们将祷告祈求感恩，还是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。阿们。